Carrick 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist, a special edition on Anzac Day. Port Arlington and Drysdale doing battle down at Ron Evans Oval this afternoon. It was the Hawks, 13-14-92, over the top of the Demons, 9-6-60. Drysdale co-coach Luke Matthews, good enough to join us on the line. Flybs, firstly, congratulations on the win. But just following the scores through the afternoon, you always seem to just have them at arm's length but could never completely shake them.
Yeah, g'day, King. It was good to get the win in the end. And I think you're right, looking at the scores. We started really well and we were pretty much on top. But, to Port's credit, they dropped a lot of numbers behind the footy and really clogged it up and made it really congested and really limited our space. But, to get the win, we're 3-1. It was good just to get away with the win in the end.
Yeah, I suppose that off a five-day break, you just don't know what's going to happen and how players are going to respond, especially after the hiding you're on the end of from Anglesey last week.
That was a big thing that we spoke about. It was disappointing, our performance the week before against Anglesey, and we really needed to respond well today. And to the boys' credit, to get the win. Obviously, it would have been nicer to win the second half. I thought we dropped away how we wanted to play, but as I said, still to walk away with the 4 points is good. We're 3-1, which is exciting times.
You talk about lack of space, but when you did find it, you're able to use Matt Hebbard to good effect, and he kicked 6 this afternoon. Talk to us about his performance.
Yeah, Heb's been brilliant. He has. He's been fantastic. Today he kicked 6, and quite easily probably could have kicked a few more with some better delivery, and he missed a few as well. But yeah, he was fantastic. He was on fire early, and like I said, they dropped a lot of numbers back, but yeah, Heb's in great form at the moment. He's really filling the void with obviously Jared Garth out injured.
Yeah. Talking about players in great form, Chris Lynch has had a wonderful impact on your side in the first month that he's been at the club. The issue is, though, you don't have him for the whole season.
Yes, that is an issue, but we always knew that from the first meeting we had with Chris and signed him. But he's been terrific, and I've said it before, he's been like all our recruits, they're great people and great players, but Lynch has just been so good. He's a bit of an architect behind the footy. He sets things up. Very smart football brain. But yeah, he played a great game. He was clearly probably our best player today, I thought, in my eyes.
Yep. Did he win the medal as being your best?
No, he didn't win the medal. Lachlan Dalgleish won the medal for the best player in the Anzac Day game.
And talk to us about his performance, obviously missing last week with that calf issue.
Yeah, it was great to get Lockie back into the team. He's a huge player for us and really important. I thought Lockie battled well. He was really good. Probably didn't suit him with, not getting as much space he would have liked because he's, such line-breaking and good with his pace. But, yeah, he was a good contributor today. Lockie played well. It was good to have him back in the team.
Chance to take a breath now, 9-day break before taking on Torquay. I suspect the players will be keen for that after obviously the performance against Anglesey, and then the 5-day break would be nice just to, I suppose, clear the head for a few days and then and come back and prepare for the Tigers.
Yeah, it's been a bit of a rush week. Obviously it worked in our favour in some ways. It was a bad performance against Anglesey, but it was a quick turnaround. We had to move on quickly from that game, and yeah, the guys will definitely enjoy the longer break and a bit more recovery time to get themselves right. And, Torquay is going to be a huge game at our home ground in the week's time.
Yeah. You've talked about how you've had some injury issues. Did you get through today okay?
No, unfortunately. We lost Ben Carmichael halfway through the third quarter with a bit of hamstring tightness. So we'll assess that probably tomorrow. Binger will get that sorted. He's really good with his body and looking after himself. So he's the only notable one that we copped today, unfortunately. We just have a bit of bad luck with injuries, but that's football. And but fingers crossed we'll get a couple more back next week against Torquay.
Hopefully, Garth, is that the hope another 9-day break might be just enough for him?
Yeah. He's done a bit of work this week on the training track, and he's feeling really good. So he's got a bit of a plan in place we have with him. And we're confident at the moment he'll be playing against Torquay, get through next week and step it up a bit. And we're pretty confident he'll be right to go next week against Torquay.
Well, Flybs, well done on the win. Congratulations. Great way to bounce back, beating the arch rival from just down the road on Anzac Day. They've been pretty good against you. I think won 3 of the last 4 on Anzac Day, but you get the points this afternoon and improve to 3-1. Well done, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us after the game.
No, cheers, Kingy. Thanks for your support as well. Thanks, mate.